Hello, welcome to CDH's Conversations podcast. My name is Gretchen Barquez and Barbosa. I'm a director and recently promoted national practice head of the Trust and Estates Department. And joining me today is my senior associate, Emily West. We are both in the Trust and Estates Department, which is a fairly underestimated and unknown area of speciality within a big corporate law firm.
We are a full-service law firm, and so it makes sense that the Trust and Estates Department fits in to offer our individual clients behind the corporates a full-service offering. So on that, Gretchen, what services do we offer?
Thank you, Emily. We specialize in the administration of deceased estates. These are normally high-net-worth, cross-border deceased estates. Going hand in hand with that is also the estate planning for our clients, also normally focused on clients that have asset holding in different jurisdictions and how the different laws, succession and taxation laws of the different countries fit together and intertwine. We also specialize in drafting and execution of antenuptial contracts, last wills and testaments, and then also general capacity advice with clients needing things like special trust, administrator applications, curator bonus applications.
And that includes trusts cross-border and locally. We work with foreign trust companies as well. Lots of South Africans are looking to offshore their assets, and so the need to get involved with foreign jurisdictions is ever present. And it's also why the field of trust and estates is so interesting. It's dynamic. It's ever moving. We are obliged to keep up to date with changes in the law, not only in South Africa, but cross borders, and apply it to our clients' particular sets of facts. Gretchen, is that one of the reasons why you enjoy the trust and estates practice?
Absolutely. It's ever changing. Not one day is the same. And I particularly like the way that the different pieces of legislation for different countries fit together and the fact that you have to keep abreast of all of these changes. So it's like pieces of a puzzle that at the end of the day fit together perfectly. It's never boring. It's absolutely always challenging.
Additionally, what I enjoy is that we get to work with different departments within our firm. One estate is never the same as another, and an individual's personal affairs are always different to the next. And so we have to involve different departments. For example, our litigation departments, if we need to evict persons from immovable properties that are in an estate, or if we need to engage our tax and exchange control department, should the individual hold offshore assets that require structuring from a tax and exchange control perspective. So it also allows us to be in contact with our colleagues on a day-to-day basis, which is also a nice element to our practice. We offer a lifetime service that then goes on to assist the client after their death and to interact with their families after the fact. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely, Emily. And we feel that it's important to provide that service to our clients and to really know our clients and their families so that we can provide them with real speciality and specialized advice during the client's lifetime, but also to be in a position to assist the client's family during a very difficult time. For example, if we are attending to the administration of the estate. So it's important for us to provide a service that is specialized and to assist the administration so that that can run as smoothly as possible so that the family can move on in grief, for example.
As we are celebrating 100 years of women in law this year, I wondered, Gretchen, if you could advise on your challenges faced as a woman in a fairly male-dominated sphere.
Thanks for that, Emily. I think predominantly the fiduciary field is still very male dominated. I think unfortunately, when we see a client, for example, for a new deceased estate that comes in, there is unfortunately that preconceived notion that being female and possibly not being as old as the other practitioners in the field, that you somehow know less and are not able to assist as efficiently as those individuals. And I think that is so incorrect. It's actually the other way around. I think women in general are better built and set up to be able to assist with this kind of assistance, because we are generally better at administration. We are also better at foreseeing possible scenarios that could take place. So we are actually better built and placed to administer estates and help clients through these difficult times. So Emily, you're a senior associate, and I obviously have the pleasure of working with you every day. But tell the listeners, from your perspective, what do you think is important for a woman, a young female attorney trying to work in this sphere?
So more from a personal perspective, I think it's important, and I mean this applies to male and female practitioners, but it's to maintain a sense of your personal goals and your professional goals. You spend obviously more time with the people that you work with often than you do with your own family members, and to have a work-life balance is of vital importance. So things like making time for exercise, making time for your family and friends. And in a corporate sphere, that is sometimes difficult, that balance is sometimes difficult to achieve. So for me, on a personal level, it's necessary to balance those two things out and maintain perspective as to what's important to me, both professionally and personally. What's important to consider as well from a career choice perspective is the kind of work that you do, the type of people you work with, and the culture of the firm that you find yourself to be in. These are all things that are an important consideration for maintaining a healthy work-life balance, ensuring that your career can go from strength to strength.
Emily, so why don't you tell the listeners about your career path until where you are now at the level of senior associate?
So I'm a senior associate now. I was CDH born and bred. I was chosen to do VAC work while I was still at university, and I spent 2 weeks with CDH in December 2012. I was then asked to join the firm as a candidate attorney, spent 2 years doing my articles with the firm, and then I was retained as an associate in the Trust and Estates Department. I have now been promoted to senior associate, and from a career progression perspective, the next step would be to apply for promotion to directorship. So that's just a demonstration of how the career path goes in this space, in this corporate space. Gretchen, what opportunities are available for a young professional in the fiduciary space?
I think that trust and estates are very underestimated and fairly unknown field within a big corporate law firm. But I think that when young practitioners start off, they tend to only think that their options are limited to fields of litigation, different fields of commercial work. But I do feel that trust and estates is a very exciting and dynamic option that is also on the table for young practitioners to consider. And it also provides a lot of opportunities for young practitioners, especially on the level that Cliff Dekker-Hoffmeyer's Trust and Estates Department function. There's not a lot of law firms within South Africa that specialize in the high net worth cross-border space. So there's lots of room for development and lots of room for new dynamic practitioners. I think historically and still predominantly, we do assist the individuals behind our corporate clients, the warm bodies, with the assistance that they require in the fiduciary field. We also do, as I've mentioned before, assist the corporates with trust instructions and assistance that they may require. But we also have built up quite a strong individual client base that's not necessarily related to any corporate clients that we have.
Gretchen, it's been great chatting to you. I mean, I work with you on a daily, and as a woman in law, it is a privilege to be part of a woman-led team. And so going forward, I look forward to developing this department with you. So if any listeners have any questions or require any further insight as to the services that we offer, we recommend that you have a look at our website.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.